I would love for each of you to be able to see what I am seeing right now. I'm seeing a church that is multi-generational. I recognize that I'm going to have to bring my A game to keep all of these kids interested in this morning's message by the Spirit of God. So I want all of the kids to look up at me. I have green eyes. I want to see your brown eyes, your blue eyes, your hazel eyes, your yellow eyes, your red eyes, your purple eyes. No purple eyes? No? Anyone? Okay. But do you have eyes? If you have eyes, raise both of your hands. Some of the adults, that's you too. Yeah. Because we are talking about something extremely valuable and important for your life. No matter your age, no matter your stage, if you're tall, if you're small, wherever you're at, we all need to develop a culture of thankfulness. In preparing for this message, the Lord just painted this beautiful picture of what biblical thankfulness looks like. And I said, God, I need this. Like, I just had one of those moments before the Lord where I said, Lord, I need this. Aren't you thankful for those Holy Ghost wake-up calls where the Holy Spirit guides you into all truth, and so lovingly your heart will open up to receive exactly what He's speaking for your life today? So we're going to pray and we're going to receive, but I'm going to need some participation in prayer. That means we're all going to talk to God together right now. It's pretty cool that we all can talk to God at the same time. How do we go to God? In the mighty name of
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. I like that right there. The mighty name of Jesus. So as I talk to God, I want to encourage each of you. Tell the Lord you love Him. Have a great conversation with God this morning. Open your heart and say, God, I know You've got a word for me today. I pray that eyes are open to see the thankfulness that God is wanting to show us this morning. Because you guys, listen, when I was in prayer for Trailhead Church, I said, God, Trailhead Church has a culture of thankfulness. And as we dive into this word, it's going to blow your mind. So are you guys ready to pray? All right, here we go. Heavenly Father, we come to You in the mighty name of Jesus, and we say thank You. Lord, we thank You for our church family. We thank You, Father, for bringing us all together here in one mind, in one accord, to lift up Your mighty name, Lord Jesus. So with open eyes and open ears and open hearts, we receive the implanted Word of God that we are growing in You. We dedicate this time unto You. And Lord, we love You so much. I love You, I love You, I love You. Oh, and it's an honor to share Your word. God, we receive every good gift You have for us today, and we magnify Your holy name, Lord Jesus. We give You all the glory and the honor. We thank You, Lord, You're transforming our life today. That this season we're moving in is a season of thankfulness unto Your name. In Jesus' name, we all said, amen. 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 We are going to talk about how we are going to grow our love walk through thankfulness. Now, I have something on my sweatshirt, and it's something that I love so much. Donut? Yes. Does anyone else, you love a good donut? Man, if you know me, you know that I love donuts. They are my most favorite dessert. North Carolina happens to have the best donut shop in all the world at NC Jelly Donuts. But this morning, as we talk about being thankful, we can get caught. Oh. Man, this podium has a donut machine inside of the podium. How did that happen? Can someone Guys, your parents would love to get you a donut this week. Pastor Anna said so. Can someone tell me what is in the middle of this donut? A hole. What's in the middle of the donut?
A hole.
A hole. Does this hole take away from the taste of the donut?
No.
Is the donut still going to taste so delicious?
Yes.
You're right. But do you know how often we look at what's missing in our lives and at what we donut have? Then what God is doing and what God has blessed us with and who God is and his great love for us, so often we can look and we can see someone beside us, oh, but they've got a purple donut and I don't. Oh, pink, man, pink is my favorite. Anyone pink with sprinkles is your favorite? But what do they have over there? They've got raspberry filled. That's my favorite. This morning, I want us to talk how we're not going to look at the holes in life. And as we go into the Word of God, you're going to see the Lord paint a beautiful picture that we're not looking at what we don't have or what we're missing or even what someone else has. We're thanking God for his faithfulness and his goodness in our life. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, it says, in everything. Everyone say in. Not just for, because we can be so good at thanking God for things. But do we thank God while we're in something? In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Everyone point to you. No, yeah, just point to yourself right now. Yeah, you could point to me if you want. I'm a part of you. You see, thankfulness is personal. And thankfulness begins on the inside of you. We're not looking at what we're missing. No. As we go through the Word of God today, you're going to begin to see the thankfulness of God's goodness and his faithfulness in your life, on the inside of you. You guys, it's personal. As we're walking through this season, I want thankfulness to become so personal here at Trailhead Church that it just flows from everything that we say and everything that we do. You say, why do we need to talk about thankfulness? Oh, we've got a warning. Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, we're going to see very clearly why we need to wake up to thankfulness. I'm going to read verse 1 before we get into verse 2. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, it says, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. The list continues to go on. Temptation to live a life of unthankfulness is a temptation from Satan in these last days. This is why we have to wake up. That the Word of God says, you gotta know, in these last days, you're going to be tempted to live very unthankful lives. Thankful in the Greek is from the word charistos, which comes from the word charis, which is the word for grace. Everyone say grace. Now, when you transform that word charis into the word charistos, it expresses a heart that is thankful, grateful, and appreciative. God's grace is the very foundation of your thankfulness. Woo, this is where it's getting so good. Why? Because you can't do it on your own. You need Jesus. Grace is dependent upon God, not of ourselves. God's grace is his action plan for your life. The very thankfulness, the very gratitude, the very appreciation that you have comes from the throne room of God. God's grace flowing right through you. There's no holes. There's no missing pieces. You've been made complete in Christ Jesus. You have everything you need in him. His grace, his action plan for your life comes from the Lord. Selfish ambition, woo, and entitlement. Who knows what entitlement is? That you believe that you deserve. That it all belongs to you. Are we living in a time where we're seeing entitlement left and right? I pray that there's a wake-up call this morning. That we see that I don't want to live from a position of selfish ambition or entitlement. Because that goes hand in hand with the culture of pride. Selfish ambition, entitlement, takes you right into a position of pride. And pride comes before the fall. We got someone listening over there. I really appreciate it. But then we see God's grace and his mercy is the very foundation of thankfulness. So what does it mean to be thankful? Being thankful means you've got a kind attitude. Oh, a kind attitude. Everyone, smile on your face. Smile on your face. Doesn't it feel good to smile and have a good attitude in life? Aren't you thankful to be in the house of the Lord today? And what God's doing in his church today? It's an expression of thanks. How many of us are walking around like this? Several years ago, the Lord ministered to me about my resting face. He said, Anna, your resting face is not a reflection of who I am on the inside of you. You're walking around like this. I said, you're right. Lord, I need to change my resting face because I want to express the thankfulness of God. So I put an intentionality upon my face. And I decided that I was going to begin to smile more and change my resting face. We were sitting in a staff meeting, and I was sitting there like this. And one of the staff, he looked over and he goes, hey, you're smiling. I go, yeah, change my resting face. But he recognized that I had an expression, an attitude that had changed. Thankfulness, there's an expression behind thankfulness. Kids, there's an expression behind your attitude to your parents of how you can thank them unto the Lord. Teenagers, there's an expression behind how you can honor and love your mom and dad and your grandparents, your thankfulness unto the Lord for how good they are to you. Husband and wife, there's an expression of thankfulness of how you can thank your husband for doing the dishes this morning. An expression of thankfulness. It's an attitude change. Then we have grateful. Grateful realizes. It's an aha moment. When someone was kind, a grateful heart is a happy heart, and a grateful heart wants to say thank you. Gratefulness realizes, are you living with open eyes to the goodness of God in your life? Or are you so focused on what you don't have in the middle? Are you grateful for your health? Are you grateful for your home? Are you grateful for this church? Are you grateful for your family? Are you grateful for every spiritual and heavenly blessing that he's poured upon you? Then we have appreciative. Oh, I love appreciation. Because it recognizes and it fully understands how good something is, and it shows that gratitude. You take the attitude of an expression of thankfulness, and then you have a realization that God's been so good, and that flows right into, I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I thank God for you. Jesus shows us the greatest point of thankfulness. I was talking to the Lord about this message, and I love Paul in the epistles when he thanks God for people, because he's writing these very complicated letters of love, kindness, correction, but he's thanking God for them right in the middle of it. Because if we remember, the root of thankfulness is from God's grace. That means we're not just thankful for things, we're thankful in the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I said, Lord, what's the greatest example? And he took me to Matthew chapter 26. If you have your Bibles, please take the time to turn there. This week, read this entire chapter. Because when you read this chapter and you look at this word thankfulness, you go, oh my goodness. Jesus was thankful. Well, to give the example, the subtitle at the beginning of Matthew 26 in my Bible says the plot to kill Jesus. Matthew 26, we see Judas betraying Jesus. We see Jesus at Passover calling out what's going to take place. We see Jesus praying in the garden. We see Jesus, the betrayal and the arrest. He faces the Sanhedrin. We see Peter deny him three times. And yet in Matthew 26, verses 26 through 30, it says, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread, he blessed and broke it, and he gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them saying, drink from it all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. That word thank, where he said he gave thanks, that word thanks in the Greek is eucharisto. And it's acknowledging that God's grace works well for our eternal gain and for his glory to give thanks. Literally, you're thankful for God's good grace in your life. Jesus, as he's breaking bread and he's telling them of what's getting ready to take place as the ultimate sacrifice for our sins, he's thanking God right in the middle of it. As they're plotting to kill him, he's thanking God for God's grace on his life. Jesus fought the temptation of Satan to live unthankful and defeated it on the cross so that you too can defeat unthankfulness in the mighty name of Jesus. That in everything that you walk through, on your hardest day, you can say, God, I give you thanks. On your best day, God, I give you thanks. And every day in between, God, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for using me. Thank you, God, that even in the middle of this, there's no pit so deeper that your love isn't deeper still, and that you take me up out of that miry clay and you sit me on a rock, and his name is Jesus. God, I thank you. You see, this season that we're moving into in the holidays, we get so caught up in thanking everyone for everything. But then if you do that, you're going to look at the holes in your life. This is not a season just to thank people for everything, but to thank God in everything for his faithfulness and his loving kindness, that he saved you, that he healed you, that he's restored your marriage. that you're a child of God. In everything, God, I want to give you thanks. Jesus didn't focus on the holes or the empty and missing places in life. Jesus focused on the wholeness and the complete love that he had from the Father. It's in that point of thankfulness, gratefulness, and appreciation that he honored God so that he could live in his wholeness and complete love as well. That's redemptive love. Jesus thanking God in the middle of betrayal. Have you ever been betrayed before? Is the first thing your flesh wants to do is thank God? No. In the middle of sorrow, several years ago, I had a dear friend go home to be with the Lord. He received her into heaven sooner than we anticipated. And I was kneeling on my floor. It was on a Saturday. I was crying my eyes out. And I said this out loud. I said, Lord, tomorrow at church, I feel like I'm just going to cry the whole service. And right on the inside, the Holy Spirit said, no, you're going to praise me. And you're going to thank me. 5 minutes later, I got a call from a dear sister in the church here. She said, Anna, I was praying for you, and the Lord told me to call you, and he told me to tell you to thank him and to praise him. And I said, well, that's confirmation, because he just told me the same thing. I got off the phone with her, and in one of the saddest times of my life, I stood in my bedroom, and I danced like this. It was very tiny, but it worked. I said, I was getting my flesh under. Okay, I'm dancing before the Lord. Flesh, you don't rule me. God, I thank you for the life of my dear friend. I thank you that she was received in heaven. I thank you, Lord, that I'll see her someday. Yeah. And what took place was, right in the middle of that sorrow, the Lord began to do a healing work, and the love of God began to flow through me and restore me right when I needed it the most. In the middle of pain, Jesus was thankful, defeating Satan and the temptation of thankfulness, and he bore it all on the cross so that we can live thankful and grateful lives full of appreciation in him. Acts 17:28, I love this scripture. I think of it all the time. It says, for in him we live and move and have our being. As also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For in him we move, we live, we have our being. That it's in Jesus and God's grace for your life that you live and move, and your very being is birthed from thankfulness. This is who you are. So you say, how can we do this? I want you to turn to Colossians chapter 3. And I need some help doing this. Let's see. I've got to read this with my glasses. Are these it? I don't know. No, I can't see very well with these. I don't know. Let me see here. No, that's not it. That's not it. Okay, let me look. What about these? Might be able to see better in these this morning. No, those are that's too much. Too much, I think. No, that's not it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the hot dog glasses. This will do it. Down. Still not it. Not it. Wait. Oh, yeah. No. More cupcakes. Too bright. No. Okay. Hold on. One last pair. I think this should do it. Oh, yeah. Just right. Here we go. Colossians chapter 3. Because you're going to have to do something here. Actually, I want to read this. Hold on. Here we go. Yeah. I'm going to read it in, I've got three different translations to read Colossians chapter 3. Because it was so valuable to me. Colossians 3. Above all, clothe yourselves with love. You're going to have to put on something in order to walk in thankfulness. And it's going to have to be the right thing. The hot dog glasses weren't going to cut it for me this morning. But I'm not looking through the holes in my life. I'm looking through the eyes of Jesus. That I'm seeing that I've got to put on love every single day. Jesus all together. These are actually I got very challenging to read through. Which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be
faithful.
We'll get it. We're growing. We're getting there. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do, who? You. Whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him and to God the Father. This is about you looking through the eyes of Jesus, you making it personal and putting on love every day. When you receive thankfulness from God's grace and begin to cultivate it, your love walk's going to grow. Why? Because when I start thanking God for my husband in the middle of a tough situation, I'm going to put on love and see him through a different perspective. That those holes are filled and I'm seeing him in a complete love. When I start looking at my children during a challenging time and I thank God. Woo, I remember one season I had 4 kids, 7 and under, and at night it was crazy. Josh was out of town. They were nuts all day long. I was just happy that they ate dinner and they were alive. And I remember taking my phone and I put on a worship song and I stood in the middle of the room like this. And with tears down my face, I began to thank the Lord for my children that he blessed me with. And what flowed out of that was it changed the atmosphere to the love of God, which was shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost, guiding me, comforting me. In your workplace, you start to thank God for your job. It's going to change how you see your coworkers. You begin to see people, that family member who hurt you, that person who abandoned you. The season you're in. This is what makes us complete. So thanksgiving first begins to God, right? I thank God for you in the precious name of Jesus. I want us to put that into practice right now. We're going to take a moment. Let's go ahead and let's try it all out together. I want you to say this after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for my church. God, I thank you for my family. God, I thank you for my health. Now I want you to think of something personal that you need to thank the Lord for today. Maybe it's your marriage. Maybe you've not been openly expressing that in honor and appreciation and gratitude. Listen, today it changes. I saw it by the Spirit of God. We're walking out of here transformed. We're saying no to the lies of Satan and the temptation of unthankfulness. And we're putting our gospel shoes of peace on and we're marching all over the attack of the enemy to try to steal the joy of growing in the love of Christ. Trilla Church, we're growing. You're growing in the love of Jesus. We're going to thank God in every situation that we have open eyes to see thankfulness in Jesus' name. In the message, and I'm going to read this, and this is what we're going to do. The worship team's going to sing through this song. And we're going to take a moment and we're going to thank God today. Because remember, this isn't just, yes, Joshua, I thank you, but I thank God for you. My children, I thank you for who you are, but I thank God for it's much deeper. It's God's grace flowing through your life. I want to read this in the message and then we're going to stand on our feet. And we're going to thank the Lord for a minute. Does that sound good? Colossians Colossians 3, 14 through 17 in the Message. I want everyone to listen. So chosen by God for this new life of love, dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place. Quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic all-purpose garment. Never be without it. Let the peace of Christ keep you in tune with each other, in step with each other. None of this going off and doing your own thing. And cultivate thankfulness. Let the word of Christ, the Message, have the run of your house. What's having the run of your house today? Is it thankfulness unto the Lord? Is it the love of God? Who's running your home today? Woo, that's an evaluation that we need to have. Who is running your home today? Let the thankfulness of God run your house today. Give the Message of Christ, give it plenty of room in your lives. That means some of you are going to have to make room for thankfulness. Some of you, you're going to have to make room. You're going to have to clean out the clutter, clean up your house, so the love of God has room in your home today. That's where repentance comes in. That's where repentance comes in. That's where repentance comes in. Thank you, Derek. Don't get afraid of repentance. Embrace turning from sin and running to the heart of God. If you're not used to saying thankful words to God, today's your day to change, to open your mouth. It says, instruct and direct one another using good common sense and sing your hearts out to God. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. God, I thank you that everything I say and everything that I do will honor and bring glory to your name. God, I praise you that in the middle of this challenging season, you will be glorified. You will be magnified. Lord, I just glorify you. I thank you, Lord, that you're using me, that you're for me, that you're not against me. I thank you, God, that my children rise up and call me blessed. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above only and never beneath. I thank you, God, that your love flows through me because I'm an open and willing vessel. Oh, Lord Jesus, have your way in my life. I thank you, Lord, that in the middle of every trial and test, I'm going to praise you. Remind me, quicken me, Holy Spirit. Show me how to love and how to live in you. God, I thank you and I bless your holy name. Jesus, be magnified. Glory to God. Let's stand on our feet and let's thank the Lord. You don't have to sing these words. You can sing your own song to the Lord. You can just right now just tell him thank you. If you're saved this morning, tell him thank you for saving you. You say, I don't know what to thank God for. God, thank you for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's sing.